It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Famed author J.K. Rowling is best known for the best-selling Harry Potter series of novels. But she was recently outed, or as the British say, rumbled, as the author of the critically acclaimed crime novel The Cuckoo's Calling. She was writing under the pseudonym Robert Galbraith, described as a retired member of the Special Investigation Force of the Royal Military Police, with the plot of the novel having grown, quote, directly out of his own experiences and those of his military friends who returned to the civilian world, end quote. One of the people who discovered the true identity was Duquesne University professor Patrick Uwala. He joins us now to explain how his research helps uncover anonymous authorship. Patrick Uwala, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Describe the technology that you've been developing that identifies patterns in written documents to decipher authorship of documents.
Well, the basic idea is that language is actually very individual. Everyone has their own unique take on it, their own unique spin. And so if I can figure out what your unique spin on language is, or if my computer can, and find that same spin in another document, then there's a good chance that you wrote that document.
So when you say spin, are you talking about phrases?
For example, phrases, words. I mean, you know, an obvious one is that an Englishman would drive a truck, whereas an American would drive a lorry. But a more interesting—
The other way around, actually. The Englishman would drive the lorry, the American would drive the truck.
But another interesting example, if you think about like a place setting in front of you, and I ask you, where is the fork, what would you say?
I would say to my left.
Okay. Well, that's unusual. Most people would say to the left. Or maybe they'd say on the left, or maybe they'd say at the left. There's actually lots of ways to describe that fork. It's always in the same place, but you can describe it in any number of different ways. And people tend to be fairly consistent about that. They don't even notice the prepositions they're using, because what you're thinking about is, oh, God, which side is left and which side is right again.
So nuances of speech, and as we mentioned here in the introduction, that we say someone is outed. The British say, and I had never heard this until I read
rumbled.
Rumbled, right? That she had said, "Oh, I've been rumbled."
And yep.
So it's a different way that it's people speaking the same language but using colloquialisms that would maybe identify who they are.
Exactly.
So, how did the Times end up contacting you?
Just by email. Apparently, and this is, you know, the backstory that I learned from the papers myself. They got an anonymous tweet from somebody saying, "Hey, did you know that The Cuckoo's Calling is really by J.K. Rowling?" And they did some homework of their own. It was well reviewed, but a lot of people had commented how it was an unusual writing style for a male ex-policeman, first-time author. So the idea that it might be a pen name for an established author, and in particular an established female author, seemed plausible. So what they did was they came to me and they said, "We think it might be by J.K. Rowling. Could you check?" And so they gave me a copy of The Cuckoo's Calling. They gave me a copy of her first adult book, The Casual Vacancy, and they gave me some other books by some other British crime novelists, P.D. James, Ruth Rendell, Val McDermott. And I looked to see whether the writing style was more similar to Rowling's than it was to the other three.
Were there phrases that she used that identified her?
Well, I wasn't using specific phrases. The nice thing about the computer is you can look at the entirety of the authorial vocabulary and the entirety of the authorial phrase collection instead of just cherry picking. When you cherry pick, you run the risk of you're only going to find what you're looking for because you're looking for it. So instead, what I did was I assessed, for example, what are the 100 most common words in Rowling's speech. In Rowling's writing, I should say. And are those similar in use patterns to the 100 most common words in everyone else's? And it was her writing was more similar. Her use of just those little words like of and the if were a lot more similar than the other examples of writing. Similarly, the lengths of words that she used were much more common, had much more in common with the author of The Cuckoo's Calling than the other three authors, and her use of short phrases, two-word phrases, again, came up as characteristically Rowling. And none of this is actual proof. None of this would stand up in a court of law, but it was enough that the Sunday Times was able to say, yeah, it looks like there's a good chance that this really is by Rowling. So at that point, they went to Rowling's agent, and she said, I've been rumbled.
Confronted with the information, it was hard to deny it. And about how long did it take you to crack the case? Well,
the computer's actually very fast. It can read four novels in a few minutes. So it only took about half an hour to run the analysis.
So in a half an hour, you solved this mystery that has gained worldwide. You talk
worldwide
about things
fame.
Happening fast. Yeah, you're now world famous.
Worldwide fame.
Well, what was the most exciting part of discovering that Rowling was the author of The Cuckoo's Calling for you?
As much as anything, I was delighted by the fact that, hey, it works, because I've been working on this for 10 years now. But an awful lot of it is in artificial problems where I set something up and I know the answer but the computer doesn't, or historical things where the author's long dead and so we don't really know who it was. This is actually a genuine controversy. Nobody except Rowling knew last week that she had written this book. And
so for 10 years, this had just – what you applied to solve this was simply a theory.
Well, it's a theory that's gotten a lot of traction, and there's a lot of research that goes into it.
But you didn't know for sure that it worked until this happened?
No. I was confident, but it's just one of those things that most of the cases, like you're looking and you say, okay, well, I know that these three books are by this author – and so let's see if the computer works on these other three books that I know are also by that author, but they're not. But the computer doesn't. This is one of the few live controversies. The only other spot you really see this is like in legal cases sometimes where you've got like a ransom note or something. But even if you get a conviction, like we just saw in the Zimmerman case, just because you get a conviction or just because you did get an acquittal doesn't necessarily mean that everyone agrees with what the jury decided.
We have just about 30 seconds left, but can your research be used for instances like the Unabomber, for example?
Yeah, it could be if you could get good samples. The Unabomber was actually spotted because a human expert, specifically the guy's brother, recognized his writing style. That's exactly the sort of thing that would be the computer would be good at.
Are you a fan of Miss Rowling's writings?
I am indeed. I think she's a very good fantasy novel.
Have you read The Cuckoo's Calling?
I'm in the process. I only got my copy of the book on Saturday.
Well, since you're a fan and now that you know that she wrote it, you should read it. Duquesne University Professor Patrick Uwala, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And thanks for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. You can catch the entire show online at WESA.FM or as a podcast in iTunes. And we welcome your comments and story ideas at ESSPGH@WESA.FM. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. This is 90.5 WESA, Pittsburgh's NPR news station.